A developer is converting the former Fort Madison Middle School into an apartment complex. He hopes the project inspires more people to look for ways to save historic buildings. Todd Schneider says the transformation is about 80% complete. He says he's trying to maintain as much of the feel of the former middle school as possible.
The lockers will all stay. We had a lot of built-in cabinets. In fact, all the built-in cabinets that were originally in the classrooms are now going to be in the apartments. The hallways will be, for the most part, unchanged. The apartments inside the classrooms, of course, will have walls added, you know, for bedrooms and bathrooms and that. But then some of the original old floors, well, all the original old floors that we could save, we salvaged.
What prompted you to decide this is a project I want to undertake? I mean, what was that mindset going in?
I guess I was crazy, huh? Well, actually, we restored an old school building about 7 years ago, the old Catholic school building, and we converted that into 19 offices and 8 apartments. And that was a lot smaller building, but the process was still the same. So I figured we had that process, we kind of trial by fire kind of thing, and we learned that, and we just applied what we learned there to this project.
Say somebody who went to this school 20 years ago comes back and is touring these. I mean, are they going to be able to tell they're in the same building?
Building, yes, because corridors won't change much. They'll be able to walk down there and see the original doors that they used to go to class in. But once they open that door, then, of course, the new walls and everything, the classroom itself will look a lot different with the apartment in there.
You're still going with this project, but Iowa has a trend of having closing schools and leaving them closed. After doing this, does it start to make you think, I could go to another town, I could do this somewhere else? Has that even crossed the mind?
Absolutely. I mean, I think we have a tremendous business model here that I'm surprised more haven't picked up on and ran with. From a developer's point of view, from a manager's point of view, it can be very successful both ways, and from a community point of view. And that's all above the losing of the historical building. I mean, so not only are we making that building saved, or we're saving that building, but turn it into something that will generate revenue for the next 20, 30, 40, 50 years.
When could it be the point of people actually starting to move in here? What kind of timeline are we looking at?
This fall sometime.
Just the process, not maybe as much the construction, but being able to start construction, the funding, the getting all, going through that process.
Yeah, that's like the iceberg in the ocean, you know, the biggest part you don't see happens, you know, under the water or before the project even starts. So there was a lot of work, a lot of meetings, a lot of groundwork, a lot of financing, putting together. That was a long process. I figured we had a good 12 months in before we even got the property actually purchased into our name.
I was going to say, it would probably seem the construction might be the easy part once you get through that.
Yeah, because then we have the knowns. Before that, the first year is a lot of unknowns, you know. I'm not sure, you know, if we got the right information to the right people at the right time kind of thing.
What are some of the details? I believe 38 apartments, as you said, third floor, second floor. About how many we're going to have on each floor?
We'll have 10 on third floor. Was there, without counting, I think 12 on second floor, and then the remainder will be on first.
Looking at some of the other amenities, I mean, the biggest one, the auditorium, and I believe that's going to stay. Can you just talk to me about what's going to happen with that facility?
This is a very unique building. The heart of the building is the auditorium and the gymnasium. And so basically we build around it, all the classrooms. Right now we're going to just preserve the auditorium and gymnasium, most all the gymnasium. And the plan is just to kind of leave an open mind, open for, we've got a couple entities that have contacted us about possibly doing some renting from us in there and using it for their facility, but nothing definite yet.
When people hear that a school is being rehabbed into apartments, they're probably thinking, okay, one classroom becomes one apartment. How does that quite work? What are we looking at?
Well, these are pretty good-sized classrooms, and in some of them, two classrooms made one apartment. We have anywhere, I think our smallest square footage is about 900 square feet, and then we have some of the higher ones are 1,600 and 1,700 square feet, which are bigger than some houses.
Developer Todd Schneider is converting the former Fort Madison Middle School into apartments. He says it's a great building to renovate. He says a structural engineer told him early on it would remain standing for decades to come because of the quality of the materials used to build it in 1922. Schneider received nearly $3 million from the state to help pay for the renovations. As part of the project, Schneider is installing solar panels on the roof to provide most of the electricity for the three-story building. Schneider hopes to have the work finished this fall. He already has a list of possible renters, including a few people who taught in the building. I'm Jason Parrott, Tri-States Public Radio News.